a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us this evening. Thanks for hanging out and making us part of your day. Whatever part of the day that is, wherever you download the podcast, you can do it for free. You can also do it with the KSL Sports app, brought to you by University Federal Credit Union. And it is also, Scott, what?
Free.
Free 99. That's right. Absolutely free.
More free here we bases.
Go. So we're going to get right into the NFL thing here. And no better drama going on in the NFL. It's in this weird – it's not weird. It's at that period of time. My son asked today, he goes – when did they report and actually start working out with the team? And so I'm going to ask you that, Scott. When did they actually start getting going here?
Well, a lot of the OTAs have been basically
canceled.
It's
all virtual, right?
Yeah, it's all virtual. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
Is the next thing mini camp? Is the next thing just training camp in general?
I don't know that they have mini camps anymore. I mean, I think they have all these OTA kind of things.
Like a dream come true for you back in the day, right?
I think what they realized is they didn't need all of that time. I mean, last year kind of proved, and still there's a lot of issues with COVID. So I think they're still kind of playing all of that stuff safe. But more than you know, I would hope for a player like Zach Wilson, you would want as much time as you possibly could get, as many reps as you could possibly get. I mean, the whole deal is about him just feeling comfortable with everything. So, you know, if it's training camp, at least it's training camp. But that's even shortened. So, I don't know.
We both saw something today that was very interesting with regards to the Aaron Rodgers drama, which is again the post. It's the off season stuff that gets us still excited about football. So, I'm going to play this this piece of audio from The Herd, from Colin Cowherd, where Terry Bradshaw was heard talking about this whole deal with Aaron Rodgers. And he had said he was very upset about how this thing is going with Aaron Rodgers, had some fiery stuff to say. So take a listen.
Our superstar quarterbacks, our superstars, period, feel a little bit empowered by their fame and certainly by their fortune. And I do believe that while Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal, look, he's an incredible player. But I could sit here and tell you right now, he has probably the worst footwork I've ever seen for a starting quarterback.
What does that have to do with anything?
But I was talking to John Zarnecki this morning, and I said, he's an amazingly accurate. He protects the football. He puts up monster numbers. But his footwork is all over the place, and I don't.
Why, where do you think this tangent came from? First of all, I mean, it's just like he just starts going off. It's like, hey, Aaron Rodgers. It was the whole thing about superstars treatment. Look, and he goes, his footwork. I don't really like what he's doing with his footwork. He was like, you don't talk about his footwork. The guy is the MVP of the league. Okay.
When you get older, Alex, what happens is you just have these pet peeves that you just can't let go, right. And you just kind of have to.
He's never liked his footwork.
No,
probably.
That has nothing to do with anything.
So you think Tom Brady's footwork is any good right now? The guy is slow as beans, man.
Yeah,
come on, it's okay. So then he finally at least
actually Tom Brady has to have good footwork,
otherwise it doesn't work.
Because he can't work. He can't move.
Okay, so here's where Terry Bradshaw goes next. This is the part that I actually thought was pretty insightful.
I don't know if that's because he got hit a lot. He's out of position and doesn't trust his lineman. Very seldom steps into a throw. Pretty impressive, actually. Yeah. But I do believe they are a little bit pampered. A lot of coaches would say, you know what? He deserves to be pampered. He's this, he's that. And I say, look, you signed the contract. You've got a couple of years left on that. If you want to be like Tom Brady, play out your contract and then move on. But in this case, you can't force. Aaron Rodgers coddled maybe too much. He has no right to want to get the GM fired. What right does he have? No more right than I have to call Eric Shanks and say, tear my contract up. I had a really good year. And you go, well, you've got 4 years left on it. Yeah, but I had a really good year.
So it's interesting stuff, Scott. I mean,
yeah, well,
it makes a good point. It's that old school version of like nowadays people are like, yeah, I'll sign the contract, and then they don't care about it.
No, but the contract thing is that's not a valid argument by Terry Bradshaw. It's just the NFL contracts aren't built that way, and it's all we're going to give you a few years to see what happens, and maybe four at the most. But if we feel like and you're as long as if your cap number doesn't hurt us anymore. We're the team not necessarily going to honor a contract, so it's not a stand on the sword kind of thing and honor your contract. That's the contracts change, they're renegotiated. But it's not I'm going to play out my contract. It's the most unusual contract in all of maybe America as far as working America as far as that goes, and they don't mean anything. And these players are like, look, you're going to cut me if you think my production's going down. Why shouldn't I get a raise when it's going up? The thing for me is, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're so flippant about $38 million and just walking away from it, I don't understand that.
No, I think to me
that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I'm not behind the doors with the Packers, but it seems to me, and I've just said this over and over, that Aaron Rodgers is just it's just his personality.
Well, the Broncos are one of these teams that are extremely interested. You would be, since the Broncos have not been good for a long time. They haven't had a decent quarterback for a long time. Last time they had a good quarterback, they won two Super Bowls. So yeah, getting a good quarterback into Denver, they're like, we don't care what your demands are. We'll try to make this thing work. The Denver Broncos apparently are still a team that are the most interested in Aaron Rodgers, and they want to try to figure out how to make a trade worth it, because at some point, as you put it, Scott, everybody's tradable. Tradable.
Right. Aaron Rodgers is just a more productive Jay Cutler. I mean, why do the Broncos want that headache again? I don't know that I fully agree with the Broncos wanting this. I understand Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning was that guy that you could count on and reliable as far as being a team guy. If I'm the Denver Broncos, I'm going to ask all of Aaron Rodgers' current former teammates. I'm going to ask former coaches. I want to find out, how was this guy? Was he a problem? Was he moody? Was he always disgruntled? What kind of player is he? And I'd want to know that before I ever went down the road with this, because you don't want to inherit other people's problems.
Did you really call Aaron Rodgers a more productive Jay Cutler?
Well, of course,
because
I did.
Yes. Look, anybody who's won a Super Bowl would technically be a more productive Jay Cutler. I mean, like,
the personality. It's being difficult. It's the drama behind everything. It's never happy with anything. But you saw Jay Cutler's personality once he got off the field. It was
he's
like
on,
you,
yeah,
you kind of like the guy,
yeah,
right?
He's kind of a funny guy, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you don't know if you're the Denver Broncos. You need to find out, who is Aaron Rodgers really? Is he a guy that, boy, if he had the right team, the right organization, you could really go places with this guy, or is he just always not going to be happy?
do you think that there would be a deal that could be made? Even though it would be giving into his demands, at some point if you're the Green Bay Packers, you go, look, we have him right now. We can actually make something out of a deal and get a lot for it, because every situation I've seen is multiple first round picks over the next little while, and a couple of other picks for Aaron Rodgers. That's probably
Here's the challenging thing: if you're Green Bay, can you win a championship like in the next 2 or 3 years with Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
And if you feel like you can, then you say, tough it up. You know, you're here. But if you don't, then yeah, because you're gonna take a step back. Jordan Love's gonna come in and he's gonna start playing and he's gonna be. Who knows what he's going to be? He may be terrible. I don't know. Or he may be like Aaron Rodgers. And it's like, you know, Aaron wasn't very good the first year after he took over for Brett Favre. But Then after that, he was great. And if you get all those draft picks and you go, we really feel that, you know, that maybe taking a step back could make us take, you know, we may compete for 4 or 5 Super Bowls with the kind of team we could put together with the draft picks that we get for Aaron Rodgers. So it may be very well worth their while to get rid of him. Just not going to happen before June 1st.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go on the program. When we do come back, it's our 2-minute drill, Scott. So be ready for it. Wrapping up the show next. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.